No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm in here with, I think, probably the first person I ever interviewed from Bakersfield.
Sure.
Running up J-Bo in the building. How you doing, man?
Sure. It's Gangland, you know.
One of those places like up north there that we're all kind of curious about what's going on out there. Is it north or is it east?
Nah, we're down there central.
Right. Yeah, okay.
We only like an hour away from LA.
Central California. It's only an hour?
Mm-hmm. Like an hour, 30 minutes.
See, look how fucked up that is. I lived here for 10 years and I'm that confused about how far away it is. That's hilarious. Okay, but yeah, you've been doing your thing in the music game and I see you going up very rapidly. So, you know, I definitely felt like we had to get the conversation in.
For sure, for sure.
Definitely. Okay, so tell me a little bit about growing up in Bakersfield. What was it like?
I ain't gonna lie. I only grew up in Bakersfield until I was like 11 years old. And
okay.
I had moved to Stockton because my mom had found a little situation with a boyfriend. And, you know, we got to follow suit, you know, as mom. So we followed suit to Stockton with her. Didn't come back until like, what, 2016, 17?
Okay.
Like 2017, came back. But growing up until I was like 11, it was cool. Like I was only raised on one side, like on the east. It was like growing up was cool.
Right. Because, I mean, well, compare Stockton to Bakersfield. Like, which one was more gnarly?
I really wouldn't even know how to tell because I was only on one side in Stockton and I was only on one side in Bakersfield. But both those sides I was on in each of those cities was both like hot. You feel me?
Really?
Those are the only areas that I really knew about.
Did your mom not know that she was moving into the middle of a crazy ass place in Stockton?
Nah, hell no. She was just, you know, following her man.
Right. Damn, okay. So your dad wasn't around?
No, my dad was locked up since I was a kid.
What did he get locked up for?
Some shit. I can't really speak about it.
Really? Some serious shit? How many years did he get?
60-something to life.
60 to life? Holy
64.
Fuck. Wow, and that was like right when you were a little kid?
Yeah, I was like, I was probably like 2 to 3.
Wow. Sure. So you met him, but you don't remember it?
And yeah, then I met him like when I was 13.
So you went and visited him one time when you were 13?
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't been back since?
Uh-uh.
Why?
Not even, it was just really because, like, the situation with moms, like, she wouldn't be able to make it. We would, like, for me, if I was able to go up there myself, I'd go up there, but I had to follow suit with her, so it's like sometimes she wouldn't be able to make it.
Right.
So, like, I just talked to him over the phone. That's the most we talk, like, over the phone.
You still talk on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what was it like when you actually met him, though? Like, how did you feel?
That shit was cool. Like, I ain't gonna lie. It was like, because for a minute, I thought my little brother dad was my dad. You feel me? So when we left, because like I said, I was only raised on one side and that was my little brother's dad's side. Like, for me, that's who I was around most. You feel me? So I thought he was my dad. So
Right. When
she told me what it was, it was cool when I met him. Like, it was cool to, like, for me, meet like a part of me.
Right.
Because I felt like after that, it was like over with. Like, damn.
It's crazy though, because it's like so many people have, you know, such huge effects on their lives via their parents, and for you it's like you kind of have to make a choice, like how much emotionally you're going to invest into this, because yes, you were born of this dude, you have half of his fucking DNA, but at the same time, I mean, he just wasn't there for you in so many of these situations that a dad normally is, and it must be weird to like decide how much you're going to choose to care about this person.
Yeah, for sure, because, yeah, I know what you mean by that, but I ain't gonna lie, once I started talking to him more and starting to, like, for me, get to know him more, I started, like, for sure, like, getting comfortable. Like, I started feeling like, all right, this is my dad. I can talk to him, for me, if I want to. Like, I can, for me, bring some shit up. Like, for me, talk to him, like, however I want to.
Right.
Not however, but, like, whatever, like, I want to talk to him about. I wouldn't have to go to mom's or nothing. Like, for me, I got someone to talk to.
For me, like, when I look at my dad, I see a shitload of him in me. Like, just shit that I picked up on from him, personality-wise. Did you feel like that, even though you weren't really around him growing up?
It's crazy. Like, my mom would tell me as I'm getting older, I act like him. But I wouldn't know that because I ain't never, like, got to see how he act. But they tell me, like I'd be having, like, little ways.
Yeah.
And, like, from him type shit.
Wow. Would you say that, like, seeing your dad in prison made you more afraid of prison? Or did it seem like almost something that would be an acceptable outcome? Like, did it scare you straight to a certain extent, just seeing where he was living at?
Honestly, like, I don't even really, like, I don't think it scared me, but it was, like, where I talked to him, he'll just tell me, like, you don't want to come here. Mm. But it's, like, I never, like, I don't know. I got to experience it to, like, really know.
Right.
You feel me?
Definitely. Would you say that you were intrigued by the streets from a young age?
Yeah, I was always in the streets, like, just doing badass shit. Yeah, like, for sure, like, always, like, doing badass shit, like, going around, like, just doing, like, just stealing, all type of shit, you know.
Your mom couldn't stop you?
not really like she couldn't stop me. It was just like, cause she used to whip my ass like when I was a kid, like a bit like a kid, like 10, 11. After like 12, she stopped. So after maybe 12, 13, she couldn't stop me. But like younger than that, I was doing my thing, but she was still whipping my ass and shit. I was still getting.
Right. I feel like in small towns especially, it's like really hard for a kid to get into anything besides trouble.
Yeah, especially in Bakersfield or Stockton, because both of them cities are small as fuck.
Right. You got no money when you're a young kid.
Exactly.
So what the fuck are you going to do? You're going to steal something? Exactly. Or you're going to go fuck with some girls, which can always go bad? And I mean, there's just a million things that could go wrong with that situation. But okay, so you've just been running around the streets since you were a young kid. Did you ever start to get into more serious stuff?
Nah, it wasn't really like the other serious, like not no serious ass shit. Like I wasn't going to jail until like 16, like 17 when I got back to Bakersfield.
Right.
That's when, you feel me, shit started getting like, you know, like real serious, because so I started staying there. Like I was just, right. You feel me?
You weren't in a gang when you were in Stockton then?
Hell no.
Okay, you were too young. Then you got locked up for how many years in juvenile hall or whatever?
Nah. I would have the juvenile hall at Bakersfield when I came back, but it was only for like a year.
Oh, okay. What'd you get the juvenile hall for?
Some hot shit. Yeah, some hot shit.
It's too hot? You just don't want to talk about it?
Yeah. I'm still fighting it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
All still right. Open case.
How many years ago was that?
Like damn near three, but the thing is, in juvenile hall, I switched my my case to adult court.
Okay.
So I left juvenile hall. They changed it from a juvenile case to an adult case. So they basically, like, when I got out in August 2021, they basically made it seem like they had just booked me that day in the county and I bailed out. You feel me?
Wow.
Shit like that.
So you just got to deal with it all over again?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I've been fighting this since, like, 2021, yeah.
Wow. So you're staying in Bakersfield, though?
Or 2020, I think. Yeah, 2020.
That's still where you stay at right now?
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to leave or nothing?
Yeah, for sure.
Eventually?
I do not want to stay at Bakersfield.
Nah?
Hell no.
Are you hot out there? Like, I feel like you got to be drawing a lot of fucking attention.
Yeah, it's too much looking over my shoulder. Too much every day. Stressful. Really?
You just try to stay in the crib or what?
No, like, I still live my life, but it's like, for me, it's just stressful having to look over my shoulder every day, all day.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people around who realistically...
Not even people. It'd be the police.
No, the cops is like the biggest concern.
Yeah, that'd be the biggest concern for sure. We ain't worried about nobody else.
You think you're a target just because of the rap shit? Like that the cops just know that they see you as like a fucking billboard for crime.
For sure. Off the dribble. Because every time they like, I came into contact with them twice since I've been out. And every time they like, both them times when they see me, instantly, what's up, J-Bo? And like, what's up? When you trying to drop a new song? Instantly,
really?
Though. Like, that's all they talk about when they come to me.
Wow.
And even when they like come in contact with the homies, like they ask them, oh, what's up with J-Bo? When he dropping a new song? Like, feel me? Shit like that.
Wow.
Off the dribble.
Damn, that's crazy. So when did you decide you want to start making music though?
Shit. It was really before I went to jail, 20 Light T, but I wasn't really heavy with it. But when I got out, I was able to like go to the studio because like, I didn't have no buddy 20 Light T.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't really able to just go to the studio when I wanted to. When I got out, it was different. I'm in the studio every day. I can leave, no probation and shit. I don't have to, you feel me, none of that shit. So
you spend a lot of money in the studio shit? I feel like I interview so many people that just record in the crib.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie, we just started recording in the crib.
Mm.
Yeah, like other than that, we've been spending money on studio.
You like the vibe recording in the crib versus the studio, or which one is better?
The studio, way better. You get like a different vibe. Like when you in the house, it's like, damn, okay. Like it's like, it's just hard to like come up with shit, you feel me?
Right.
It's way different. It's a different vibe in the studio.
There's been many times where I was in the studio with rappers and I'm like looking at them and I'm just like, damn, there's like seven dudes in here and they all got $1,000 shoes on and fucking they're drinking like fucking, you know, pouring foes and shit. And like, I'm just thinking like, this shit kind of crazy. Like everybody's like really like dressed to the nines just to make the vibe right in the studio.
Yeah. Nah, we ain't doing it. We going to sweats. Sweats, a sweater, some sandals, you feel me? Whatever.
Yeah. No, matter. I'm on the same mindset. I'm like, you want me to stay out the house till like midnight, 1 a.m? Fuck no, I'm wearing sweatpants.
Oh God.
Hell no. Yeah, but okay, so that's all you care about in the environment? What do you need in there? You be drinking or you just need weed in the studio?
I just smoke weed. I don't really drink or pop pills or none of that extra shit like that. Like if I come across some juice, like some lint, I sip it, but I don't go out my way to spin on that shit.
Right.
Like, weed is my only go-to.
I know a lot of people who are like on tour, and as soon as they even get into a fucking city, it's just like immediately like mission.
Got it, yeah.
Find some lean.
Oh, God.
And they be
that's how it is in Bakersfield.
They'll
too,
link like, up with anybody. They'll meet up with some fan in a fucking hotel lobby and shit. This shit is terrible.
Yeah, it'd be serious with them.
Yeah, definitely. How come you didn't ever get into doing more hard drugs and shit? Since I know when I think about like Central California and shit, there's a lot of people getting fucked up as a result of there not being that much shit to do.
One, niggas didn't really have the money for all that. To go spend $200-$150 on some juice, you feel me? So
juice is out of the question for the vast majority of people. I remember when I interviewed OGZ back in the day, I go, what do you say to like the parents who are worried that you're getting their kids hooked on lean? He goes, fucking good luck. Like, good luck on getting some lean. Y'all ain't, you can't afford it and you're not going to find it. So
exactly.
Yeah.
But like weed and shit, I didn't even start smoking weed until I really got out. Because like I said, I was on probation and shit, so I wasn't really able to smoke weed.
Right.
That shit was kind of like, you feel me? That was kind of like new to me. Like smoking weed used to be cool to me. Like I used to, you feel me, start smoking weed and hop on a camera instantly. But now that shit, like I just smoke weed now. That shit normal.
Right. And after a while, it just becomes how to be normal for sure. Definitely. Okay. So when did your music actually start to kind of catch on? Like how'd you go about getting a buzz going?
Like what should be?
Like when the music started to get popular?
When I got out type shit. Yeah, when I got out, I made a song, did a little video and shit, and it went up. Before I went to jail, it was popping, but it was like SoundCloud shit. It wasn't really like, I wasn't dropping videos and shit like that. It was just SoundCloud plays and shit.
Right.
But the more I dropped videos, like when I got out, it just was just going up every time. Like.
Right. Has there been anybody popping out of Bakersfield area in the past few years or at all ever?
I don't even know. I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to sound like I'm a cocky ass nigga.
Because there probably are, but not people that you really have been tuned into.
Yeah, exactly. You feel me? It probably is, but it's not people I know about.
Right.
You feel me?
Isn't Korn from Bakersfield?
Who's that?
The rock group? Korn? Nobody in this room knows who Korn is. God damn it. He knows. He said yes. But you don't know nothing about them? That was my favorite band when I was like 13. That was 25 years ago. That was a long time before you were born, I'm assuming. How old are you?
19.
Yeah. Fuck. I still see rappers like wearing Korn shirts and shit though, but I don't think they'll listen to him.
I never heard of them. My uncle was into that like rock shit. Like he used to have his own little band and shit. So I really only know of his band.
Really?
Yeah. He was going on.
You didn't go to rap shows growing up or anything?
Uh-uh.
No.
I ain't gonna lie. Have I? Hell no.
You never even like would hear about them coming around in that area?
Nah. In Bakersfield?
Yeah.
Nah. It just started popping like little shows and shit just started popping for real like maybe like last year or this year.
You performed out there?
Nah, hell no. Nah.
You still haven't?
Nah.
Is it because you're too hot or is it because...
Yeah, I feel like if I go to do a show, police gonna do the extra shit.
Yeah. You think you would bring a fucking rough crowd? Like, do the cops have something to worry about?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know. They feel like... I don't know. They feel like everything I do is a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
They're on your ass that bad?
I can be by myself. They ain't tripping.
Really? That's crazy. What, are they just bored as fuck out there? I feel like there's probably plenty of crime for them to actually
worry
about.
They be on everybody. Like, it's not just me. They be on everybody. Like, if you're, you feel me, somehow, like, you've been in the system before and they know you, they're going to be on your ass for sure.
Wow. So what do you got to do to be able to move intelligently out there? Like, what's the key?
Just make sure your low got tags and the person that is driving has driver's license, because if you're riding around like that, it's easy to get pulled over.
Really?
For sure. You're going to get pulled over.
Interesting. So were you formerly in a gang before you started rapping, or how did that happen? Sometimes I hear about rappers who like get on in the game rapping and then they got to kind of pick sides.
Nah, I just be rapping. I don't even like, nah. That shit, I'm not even really into that shit.
Really? You said Bakersfield was all Crip City, though.
Nah, it's some shit like
the 90%. There's like a little island of Pyrus.
Yeah, like a little section.
Okay, really? Guys. So
shit small. Bakersfield's small itself, but the whole city itself, gaming wise, it's more than.
Really?
For sure.
Is it like a big thing out there, or is it kind of on some low key shit?
Nah, it's just like, to me, it's just big at Bakersfield, yeah. Like, nobody would know if they're like outside of Bakersfield.
Right.
Unless you've been to the pit or something.
Hmm. Interesting. Is that influence though? Like when you were in high school and shit, was that like a big thing that people were talking about in school and shit?
Like banging and shit?
Yeah, like
that shit was always around. Like that shit, yeah. That shit for sure high school.
Right.
For sure.
Interesting. And that's what the cops are real concerned about? They like fucking real tapped in on that shit?
When I got kicked out of school and I went to, because I was on probation, like I said, I got kicked out of school and shit. I went to like a school, like a continuation school.
Yeah.
That's where everybody at, you feel me? Like, everybody you would see that's been to the city, that's where everyone is. So, right. It's like, that's where probation is at, so, like...
It's like you're at a lit club?
yeah, type shit. You feel me?
I mean, you hear that all the time for people who get locked up. You get locked up, and then all of a sudden you're around a bunch of fucking savages putting each other onto shit, and not to mention fighting and all that crazy ass shit.
All type of shit.
Yeah, definitely. Have you had them try to use your lyrics or your videos against you in court?
For sure. They're doing that right now.
Really? Damn. So the guns and stuff, that becomes a problem, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Even though they're props?
Yeah, they'd be for sure props, but I'd be still doing some dumbass shit by using them anyway.
Right. I mean, did you stop doing that, or was that just like when you came in the game?
My first video for sure had a prop in there.
Right.
They was not feeling it.
Mm.
They were not feeling it.
Damn.
They brought it up in court.
You don't put the warning in the video?
Nah,
like, these are all fake?
I'd be forgetting. Like, I do it on Instagram, like in the caption, because that's what they'd be watching me on Instagram.
Really?
Like, for real. Like, they'd be on my Instagram for sure. So I put it in the caption, like, it's props. I got it in my bio and shit.
Does it seem like a good thing to them that your music career is doing good, or do they see that as you just being involved in more fuck shit?
I do not know. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I really don't know.
But once you get through this situation, are you trying to move and make your way to somewhere like L.A.?
Yeah, yeah. Something like L.A. I feel like L.A. just damn near. It got more options, but I feel like it's going to be the same shit, kind of, because I don't know. I'd rather go to, like, somewhere, like, far.
Mm.
Atlanta, Miami, somewhere out there, like, to stay or something.
Yeah. Oh, go to a completely different state. Yeah. I mean, L.A. is different because it's, like, unless you're going to, like, neighborhoods and shit, then for the most part, you realistically are going to be kind of, like, left alone. But then at the same time, I mean, this is the same L.A. that is, like, the fucking epicenter of gangbanging. So it's like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, at
I'm
some point, somebody's going to tap in and be like, who you down with?
Exactly.
It gets kind of complicated.
It's political.
Right. Interesting. Who actually taught you how to rap or helped show you the game?
I ain't gonna lie, I was just like watching little freestyles and shit. Like, back in the day, it used to be freestyle videos. I don't like, no one really taught me how to rap. I just like kind of like just had that shit in me.
Right.
But I wasn't all that good when I first started, though. You feel me? I thought I had that shit in me. Like, now that I look at it, it wasn't all that good. But back then, to everybody else that was in my age group and shit like that, it was good. So.
But you took it more serious than, like, everybody that you were probably rapping around when you were in high school and shit, right?
Yeah, I was probably, I was really doing the freestyles and shit, like, posting them every Friday, you feel me? Like, really fucking with it.
I think part of it, too, is that you figured out, like, how to make your videos look dope and how to sort of sell that whole aesthetic, which a lot of people might not even get to that point. They record some shit, but they don't put the video out. They don't put it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always had, like, a little, like, an image for shit. Like, I know how I want my shit to look. It just be, like, the problem was, like, ain't no video niggas in Bakersfield, like,
really
making shit, like, look good like that. You feel me?
Damn. So you end up having
it
to,
is
like,
now though for sure like for
oh,
sure
they're,
now
they're starting to get tapped in.
Drew Shacha, he for sure going crazy out there. That's one nigga out there going crazy.
Interesting. You feel connected to Stockton still, or is that just kind of a place you live for a little bit?
Nah, that was just a little phase. I was just living out there. I know some people out there. Like, I still fuck with some people out there that I'm close to still. But other than that, like, going, like, nah.
Right. Because at first, I'm not gonna lie, I had a little bit of a confusion with you and the other J-Bo.
That I ain't gonna lie.
That happens.
A lot.
This shit's hard too.
Yeah, for sure. It should go crazy.
I had EBK Young Jock on here right before he went in.
Oh, God.
Right. You know any of them, or you fuck with them, or?
No, I don't know them niggas like that.
Okay. Interesting. But, I was fucking watching. I was watching a video about him, and I started writing down questions for you, and then I started, like, realizing, like, bro, these are two different people. What the fuck is wrong with you? You are high as fuck. And I was like, God, thank God I didn't ask him these questions, because I would have sounded crazy as fuck.
Oh, God.
Whatever. You got a white mom, I was reading.
Hell yeah.
How's that? As a white person, sounds a little troubling.
Oh my God. It'd be crazy.
Really?
Karen.
She a Karen? She fits the Karen?
She could be a Karen.
She's in the Karen umbrella? God damn. I don't know, though. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like the white woman that gave birth to you was probably a white woman who was not a Karen. She's probably,
like,
kind of with the shits
day,
on,
like,
a little bit,
sure,
right?
Back in the day, like, she wasn't on that. Like, you feel me? Back in the day, like, you feel me? She wasn't on that.
Right.
But now it's like, you feel me? I don't know.
What's your relationship with her like now?
It's my mom. I love her.
Right.
I talk to her.
How she feel about what you're doing with your life?
She don't like that. She don't like it.
She doesn't like it.
Like, the rapping, she cool with it for sure.
Mm.
But, like me, this, how life is and shit, she don't like that shit.
The legal shit.
She don't even like being in Bakersfield. She's trying to move, too.
Really? Why does she want to get out of there? Is she too hectic?
The reason she left is Stockton because she didn't want to be in Bakersfield. That was just an opportunity for her to leave. She took it.
And what, Bakersfield just kept calling her back?
I wanted to go back.
You wanted to go back?
I brought her back.
God damn. Man, if my kid tells me, like, Mom, we're going to go live in Bakersfield, like, no.
I was begging her for years.
You could live out there alone.
Yeah, I was begging her for years, though. Like, the whole time, I'm like, I want to go back to Bakersfield because I knew too many, like, you mean, people out there. I'm like, bro, I miss my niggas, you mean? I'm not used to nobody out here. I don't know these niggas out here. I'm not trying to go to a new school and restart.
Right.
So the whole little time, I'm begging her, like, I'm trying to go back to Bakersfield. Let's go.
Right.
She finally was like, fuck it, come on.
Yeah, I mean, adults forget that about kids, that it's like your friend group.
I'm telling you.
When you're young, you feel like you're never going to have another friend group.
Exactly.
You
know? And then we ain't got no phone and shit, so it's like we're not talking at all. Like,
You didn't even have a phone?
Hell no.
You were just too broke to have a phone?
No, it wasn't even that. It was just that we just didn't have no phone. Like, I would get like a phone, like her old phone or something.
Right.
Yeah, like, nigga, we didn't have no phones like that. It was like some Metro, her old phone, just use it on Wi-Fi type shit.
Goddamn.
You feel me?
You ever had a job?
Yeah.
When you were younger?
No, I recently just had one.
Doing what?
Like some little solar panel shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I always hear all the Chicago dudes talk about how if you're in the streets, you can't have a job.
Shit.
You just got to know how to move?
Yeah, for sure. That's it. That's the only thing. Like, you just got to know how to move.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're working at McDonald's all day and you got enemies.
That's out.
You're a sitting duck, right?
Exactly. For sure.
That makes sense. For sure. So, there were like some people, some accusations, basically trying to call you a snitch at some point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't we talk about that? Like, that was a fucking part of why you wanted to do this interview?
It was some other shit.
Oh, really? What was the other shit?
It was some shit. You had to watch the video. It was some little funny shit I had did when I was 15. I was like, young nigga, I had did some little, it was a little challenging shit.
Oh, where you're fucking whacking your elbow into the camera and shit. What was that? Because I was watching that trying to figure out what that even was, or like why that would be bad.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, you know, niggas see niggas going up, so it's like they pull whatever. But it's like, all right, I was 15, niggas had a different sense of humor, fool. So it's like,
right,
nigga was doing some funny shit.
But why would that even be considered sus to be like banging your elbow into the phone? That just seems funny, right?
The end, I you gotta watch the video, but
oh, fuck. Maybe I turned it off because I was just seeing you like whacking your elbow on the phone. What happens at the end of it?
You know what's going on.
No, I don't. He thinks I know more than I do.
So at the end, you gotta watch the video. I don't feel right.
You really want me to pull this up?
Yeah, you gotta pull that shit up.
Nah, I don't even know. Is it worth it? should I get in there? Like, is it that good?
Yeah, it's not even like, it's just like a nigga smacked his ass. But
oh, you kind of like shit. Fucking booty bumped the camera or some shit?
Some little funny shit, but a little nigga type shit.
But you know, this is like such a consistent thing in like the street rapper world, is that everybody always wants to pull up some shit from when you were 12 or whatever and try to use it as evidence that you ain't what you say you are or whatever. And it just seems kind of crazy to me.
Today, bro, they wouldn't tell me that shit in person.
Right. Damn. That's crazy. People really try to pick a fucking feud about anything.
But that's Bakersfield, though. I ain't gonna lie. That's just Bakersfield. Like, they do that shit in Bakersfield. That's where that shit came from. You feel me? I posted that shit myself, so I wasn't really tripping.
Right.
On the game. But, you know, Bakersfield, how it is, it's just a hating-ass city.
Right.
You feel me? They really, like, it's just, like, if they're not doing nothing with their life, they're gonna hate on whoever it is. You feel me? For sure.
Crabs in a bucket. I mean, it gets like that.
Literally, crabs in a bucket.
It gets like that in every fucking, little city. I hear you. this guy. I feel like it's kind of like that in every little city. And even in L.A., it's like, you know, little pockets. Like, even in those tiny little fucking pockets. Like, I mean, is that a big part of why you want to get out of there? Is you just feel like it's just that mentality would just potentially end up dragging you down?
For sure. You, like, it's too small, bro. I end up staying out there. I'm too big, and I'm still, like, feel me, in the same predicament. I'm for sure going to end up either going to jail or getting smacked, for sure.
Right.
That's just the outcome.
Right. Is there what do you do, like, socially? You go to clubs or anything out there?
No parties, no clubs. We ain't going to no kickbacks.
Do they just not exist, or do you
go
to them?
No, they exist. We just don't go.
Why?
Just like, police, like, that type of shit, getting in contact with police, because they for sure going to shut that shit down.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah, and I can see that.
You feel me? We're not going to the party, like, you feel me? Alone.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
A little situation. Oh, is she here?
Yeah.
Oh, what? She hiding behind the mask. I didn't even know.
On again.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Do you feel like if you were a single man, that Bakersfield is a good place for you to fall in love?
Hell no.
It's not the spot.
Not the spot. Nobody out there.
What, the girls are grimy out there, or they just they leave?
Grimy, just everything you can call it. Everything.
All right. That's a weird thing about growing up in a small town. I remember when I realized that every decent looking chick that I went to high school with was out of there by the time they were like 20 or like 19. Even they didn't even wait that long, because it's like, you know, realistically, if you a good looking chick, there's a lot of places that will have more opportunities for you if you get out there. So it's like, realistically, why would you end up just staying around a small ass town, you know?
Yeah,
definitely. Okay, what's going on with the Thizzler connection? Like, how did you get with them, and what has that done for you?
They for sure, they're my guys. I ain't gonna lie. They tapped in after I did this my last interview. It was like maybe I say November, December. I say tapped in with me. They was fucking with my video I had did Let's Turn It Up, and they tapped in about it. They wanted to drop it for me. I'm like, shit, for sure. I'm gonna take that opportunity.
Right.
You feel me? Ain't nobody else did it. Like, nobody in Bakersfield did it before. So I was like, for sure, I'm going to do that.
Right.
And then.
Do you feel like it helped make you bigger?
Hell yeah. I for sure give my my props to them. They for sure got me, like, who I am right now. Not who I am right now, but, like, where I'm at, for sure.
I mean, because there's a lot of, you know, there's, like, a million fucking media companies doing interviews and all that kind of shit in L.A. or New York or whatever. But then, meanwhile, in the middle of California, it's kind of like, it feels like a no man's land, or even NorCal. I feel like Thizzler really like puts on a lot of people from that environment, and like kind of helps take them to the next level.
You going crazy? If you were going crazy, they'll fuck with you.
Right.
Sure.
Definitely. What are you trying to get out of this rapping shit? Like, what's the ultimate goal?
Shit, a bag.
Just trying to get paid.
Just get a bag.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel it.
There's nothing really much to it. Oh God, like the little fame and shit, that shit, not fame, but like the popularity, that shit always been there. Probably like this Bakersfield, or like that shit, it's like the popularity shit, nothing new, you feel me?
Right.
I think you just gonna get a bag for sure.
Do you feel like you're held back on what you can rap about on kind of the legal shit? Do you wish you could just present yourself however the fuck you felt like it?
Yeah. Yeah, somewhat.
Right. This doesn't stop the creative process too much, though?
Nah.
Interesting. Are there any bigger artists that you'd like to work with?
For sure is. I ain't gonna lie. Some people out here. But I damn near, I say Yada, Zay Bang, Lil Bean.
Okay.
Shit. It's hella people. I ain't gonna lie. They just not popping up.
So you're a big fan of all this like NorCal kind of stuff? Is that what you primarily listen to?
SoCal too.
Right.
You know Big Sad?
Oh yeah, fuck with Big Sad. We had him on back in the day.
Yeah, for sure. Or maybe a year ago. Hard. He's hard. I'm trying to hop on with him. A couple more LA motherfuckers I want to fuck with too. AZ Chike, he won. Shit, he cool. It's a lot of motherfuckers for sure.
Do you, when you look at the LA rappers that you might want to work with though, is it political, like the way that it would be for you up there, or you feel like you can kind of like fuck with whoever down here?
Nah, I feel like if I was to come down here, I probably wouldn't just, you feel me, it would be political, because a couple of niggas I want to work with don't like the other motherfuckers I want to work with, you feel me? So it's like, I don't know how, I'm Bakersfield, bro. I'm not.
Right.
I'm just here to get a bag.
Makes sense. Definitely. So you got anything coming up? You got a new project in the works or anything in particular we need to know about?
I ain't gonna lie. I just dropped one. I just dropped a tape, a murder block, and I'm working on a new one right now. But that one just dropped, so that one's not gonna drop anytime soon.
Nice. Yeah. That's what's up. Definitely.
That shit going crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
You still dropping videos hella consistently though, too, right?
Yep. I just dropped yesterday.
Nice. You drop all your shit on Thizzler at this point?
Yep.
Nice. That's dope. Yeah, man, I'm fucking with the music, so I'm looking forward to more shit for sure.
For sure, off the dribble.
Yeah, definitely. Let them know where they can follow you on Instagram and all that kind of shit.
Shit, Instagram, run it up, J-Bo. It's damn near right there. It's my Instagram.
For sure.
That's the only social media I got.
When did you come up with that name?
A long ass time ago. I ain't gonna lie. That used to just be like, because like back in the day, like a couple years ago, I said back in the day, but like 5-6 years ago, motherfuckers would just have their Instagram with like just anything, like, you feel me, like just some random ass shit, like Kick Dough, do whatever, just random ass little front, like in the beginning part. So I just put Run It Up.
Right.
You feel me?
Nice.
My shit used to be J-Bo the Gore, like some old shit.
Oh, the Gore?
Yeah.
What's a Gore?
Like,
oh, the Goer.
Yeah.
Oh, he was going. Right?
Right.
Okay. Right. Just the white guy saying it sounds kind of funny either way. Right. Okay. This show. I appreciate you coming through, man, and definitely best of luck with everything going on in your career and all that shit.
Off the dribble.
My man. Everybody, No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, all that shit. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate y'all. Yep.